HarperCollins presents How I Quit Google to Sell Samosas Adventures with the Bohri Kitchen by Munaf Kapadia with Zahabia Rajkotwala Read by Rohan Fonse For my parents, Nafisa and Turab Kapadia, without whom there would be no TBK. My wife, Zahabia Rajkotwala, without you there would be no book. For the Indian housewife, who remains the most precious yet under-acknowledged asset our country has, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being the last custodian of our cuisine and tradition. Foreword by Rashmi Uday Singh on 24th February 2021. First of its kind, memorable. Not only describes my finger-licking, shortcut-to-bliss meal at Munaf Kapadia's The Bohri Kitchen, but also this book that you're listening to. In fact, this book is as much of a multidimensional extravaganza as my 3-hour-long, 8-course, guilt-free, non-stop thal lunch. It was a taste of Daudi Bohra culture and exciting commentary on the rare ingredients and their cooking and eating customs. As is this book. It's more. Much more. My introduction to the Munaf magic was all thanks to my friend Rishi Kapoor, the gourmet of all gourmets, the high-octane, award-winning, charismatic actor who had 4 generations of film and foodie genes. I write this with gratitude to Rishi. It's thanks to his passion and gourmet gusto that I discovered the Bohri Kitchen and shared the experience in my Bombay Times column, on social media, and even created a Bohri Food Award category for the Times Food Awards, now Times Food and Nightlife Awards. And now, it gives me equal joy to share this book. The catchy title, How I Quit Google to Sell Samosas, does not even begin to express the multi-course thal of messages that the book serves up. A riveting personal story. It's a family saga. The cook is the mom, that's Nafisa. The head of operations is the father, that's Turab. And the CEO, abbreviation for Chief Eating Officer, is the son Munaf. Munaf, one of 4 siblings, inherited his father's entrepreneurial genes. His father built his business from the ground up, eventually buying out a wholesale business from Munaf's grandfather. From competing with 300 candidates vying for a coveted, client-facing role at Google's New Delhi and Mumbai offices to almost being fired from the company, Munaf displayed tremendous entrepreneurial spirit in the initial years. Quite clearly, the job as an account strategist wasn't cutting it, even if it was, in his own words, the best company in the world to work for. His life story is an inspirational one for those mired in a 9-to-5 job and looking to unleash their entrepreneurial spirit. Motivational Masala. Munaf stirs into his food story motivational masala for budding entrepreneurs. All the hazards, the ups and downs, loans, home dining experiences, to delivery kitchens, to raising private equity are honestly and impeccably recorded. It's a brilliant blueprint for all startups. The food story unravels, just like the alternating courses of Khara's Meethas, Savory Sweet, in our leisurely lunch. It's sprinkled with humor too. From taxes to tacos. Call it serendipity, call it synchronicity, but it all comes together in a sublimely delicious way. My life story is on the same lines as Google to Samosas, except that mine is from taxes to tacos. Having qualified as a journalist from Bombay University, I went on to write the IAS exam and, through my days with the income tax department in Mumbai, continued to explore the city through its restaurants and write about them. When I quit the income tax department to start a weekly column in the Bombay Times and do TV shows, I was criticized for quitting a powerful job to write about brownies. Just like Munaf was. Food writing was not fashionable then.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?